the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good morning.
Hello, Wednesday.
Wednesday means it's happy hump day.
Happy
and it
hump
is
day
because
to
for
you.
The first time of 2020, we've got something involving dromedaries. Dromedaries. Dromedaries.
What's that?
Dromedaries. Sarah.
Camels. Camels.
Bactroban. No, that's a fungal cream.
That's like a
What are they? Bactrian. Camels. We're talking about camels of the world.
Camels of the world.
I sup your life. Every hump and every horse. I sup your life.
Now, look, I know Christmas has been and gone. I am aware of that. But I want to tell you this story that came to my attention three days ago about what they're doing in America with their old Christmas trees. So I think it's slowly filtering into Australia, the real pine trees for Christmas, okay?
It's a bit of a hoity-toity trend, if you ask me. People going, I want the real pine tree.
But in America, they do every Christmas tree is basically a real tree, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay?
Yep.
They are feeding their old Christmas trees to camels for a
They like the old pine needle.
They really do. It's come out from Animal Adventure Park in Harpersville that the camels Randy and Lucy there are I mean, you know it's America when there's a person or a pet called Randy.
Randy. What is that short for, Randy?
Randall.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Or Randolph.
No,
you're thinking of Gandalf.
I'm thinking of Rudolph.
Or Rudolph. Yeah, so camels love a bit of a pine tree
and they're
capable of eating just about anything in the desert. So getting a few pine tree needles stuck in your teeth
imagine,
is nothing for a camel.
Imagine passing a pine needle, though.
Oh.
No, but I'm like, you're not crunching that thing up.
You could.
You're swallowing it whole, aren't you?
But don't they eat cactus over there in the desert? Look, I'm not sure. All I'm saying is there's a lot of camels in Australia that could make themselves more useful because I think there's a cull that's about to happen. So maybe next year
they need to
old
eat
Christmas
the...
trees eat them.
Yeah,
and then it's like an environmental
reuse
circle.
Recycle.
That's right.
Yes. And good luck to your bowels on the way through.
Considering how
Randy.
Much we talk about camels, I feel like we should know them better.
We don't know them better. We'll never know them. Sarah, it's no secret that I shop for my husband when it comes to his wardrobe, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a man's man. He doesn't really like to go into shopping malls at all. He trusts my fashion judgment and he's happy for me to go off and make my selections, right? I know his size. I know what he likes. Now, he's not a small man. We know that. He's a beautiful man mountain, okay? Just built like Thor. But he's thorny. Nearly thorny. So not quite as ripped as Thor.
Like
but
if
almost.
Chris Hemsworth was 40, like that.
Pretty much. I mean, he's hot to trot. Anyway, my point is... My point is that I found him a shirt, okay? I found him a shirt at Maya, and I looked at it and I thought... I don't think this is going to fit. It was just to my eye. I was like, this is just going to be a little firm or perhaps it'll work. So I bought it and I thought, whatever, they've got a great refund policy. I used to buy clothes and return them there all the time when
okay.
I was younger.
Cool story, Hed.
So brought the shirt home and Dane loved it.
He
He said, this looks great. I love it. And I said, look, beware.
He's
I think it's going to be tight.
Okay.
Okay. So he put the shirt on and much to his chagrin, it didn't fit perfectly, okay?
Oh, no.
And he started looking at himself in the mirror and being very harsh and critical about himself.
Sure.
And he said, I don't understand what's happening. I'm hitting the gym four times a week. I'm working hard and look at these bitch tits. And I said, Dane, don't you dare speak about yourself. Look, they're called pecs, okay? They're called pecs that have loosened up a little, perhaps. There's a bit of slack in those pecs. But that's okay. It's broad and amazing. Don't you dare speak to me.
What is your family?
Anyway, he was not happy. Anyway, he ripped off the shirt and marched himself into the kitchen. I thought, I'm going to give him some space here. Anyway, I followed him soon after. and found him with his head deep in the fridge, pulling out a slab of bread, some butter, and some mayonnaise. Okay, and he decided to make himself a sandwich. And I said, what are you doing? He put a very thick, generous layer of butter, Sarah, and then he put mayonnaise over the top.
What's wrong with that?
What do you mean? What's wrong with that? You're doubling down on the facts.
Everything's wrong with that.
Everything is not. Thank you, Aaron.
So you never have like a ham sandwich with mayo and butter?
Never. It would never occur to me to do that.
Because
you
the butter is a spread and the mayo is for taste.
No.
What's wrong with him doing that?
You can't do that. He also does it with avocado.
So you've roused him for looking in the mirror and having a little fit and you've said, you're a beautiful man, don't speak about yourself.
He is.
Two steps into the kitchen, you're like, why are you eating that?
I said, put that down, fatty 2x4. You're not doubling down on mayo and butter. What do you think is happening here? And he said, it's not. And he said, it's not a lot, Lise. And I said, you cannot have a fish.
What do you want from
about your slack pecs and then double down on your condiments, honey? No. It's true, guys. It's no secret. I don't care if it's just one sandwich. You cannot do that.
We have to go. Justin Bieber with those two girls.
I'm so sorry you have to go through this, Dane, if you're listening.
You're listening to those two girls.
Look, I'm not single. Please, neither are you.
Okay.
And when we were dating, I guess we would get picked up in the old school way, face to face, online, didn't exist.
No.
Raptors were still roaming the earth.
It was a chisel. You were given a slate.
And sometimes...
and if you were lucky, your loincloth was removed.
And we would lie on a saber-toothed tiger fur
and
together.
Then you'd get hit over the head and dragged into a cave.
It was a beautiful time. And
simple.
I feel sorry for the young people who don't get to experience that glory now. But which is why I thought, maybe this pickup line that I've stumbled across on Reddit is actually a refreshing change from Tinder approaches. Okay.
Who are we dealing with here?
We're dealing with a person who wrote that their roommate tried to get an IKEA delivery to their apartment. They called, the delivery drivers called and refused to drive into the apartment complex, saying that his flatmate would have to go out and grab the bookcase from the truck and then drive it into the house.
That's not very good service.
Not great service.
But they're independent delivery,
aren't they?
They're
so
not
it's nothing
IKEA,
about IKEA.
It's a contractor.
So obviously his roommate was really irritated. She went out in her PJs, barely spoke to the delivery fellas because she was narky. Got the bookcase
dealt
done.
With it.
Then she got a text message on her phone that said, "Hi, Natalie, this is Adam from the IKEA delivery yesterday. I apologise for the unprofessional nature of this text, but would there be any chance you might like to go and see a movie with me? I'm headed to church until about 1 o'clock, so my phone will be off until then." Did she reply? I don't know.
So this is the lazy sod who wouldn't help her get the bookcase.
Yes.
Now he wants
a coffee after he's seen her in her PJs.
Coffee, a.k.a.
cranking in her PJs.
A
wants
root.
A cuppa.
Oh, Lise.
I'm sorry.
We're on air.
And maybe not because he's off to church until 1 o'clock, remember?
That's what he says.
Although it was always those youth group kids.
That's right, Sarah. You know it. You know it.
But, Lise, how would you feel about being picked up like that?
I mean, look, I will confess that I never turned down a date.
What?
I didn't.
You were desperate.
No, far from it.
I never accepted a date.
I could never bring myself,
didn't
Sarah.
Didn't one guy leave a durry on your car with a note attached to it?
Yes. That was at the time where I was a very poor uni student and I was also trying really hard to be cool. And occasionally after lectures, people would sneak a durry in the hallways. I've never been a smoker, but I did occasionally partake in the odd post-lecture durry. And this guy was older than me. He was very cool. And he rolled up a cigarette and popped it on my windscreen
with
a note, and he said, "This one's for you," because I was a scab even back then, you know? And he picked up on that vibe.
Was his name Adam? And did he say, "Hi, this is Adam from the IKEA delivery, and I'm also in your lecture"?
No. I can't remember his name.
Well,
I did go out on a date with
him. His name was probably like Gruff.
It was just one syllable. It was just, ah.
He was from the clan of the cage bear.
It's those two girls.
He'd just discovered fire.
Look, let's take it on a serious note, shall we? Because there's been quite the royal scandal that's unfolded in the past week. And, of course, the fallout has been that Queen Elizabeth has fully supported her grandson Harry and his new bride Meghan on their life together in Canada. And a lot of people have been asking for Lee's and my opinion on the matter. A lot. The delayed time leading into the crickets means that even Aaron isn't listening.
This is the thing. I'm thrilled for them, Sarah.
If I
would not want to stay, and I know that some people don't understand that because they have money coming out the wazoo, but I can't think of a more hellish thing to be trapped in that royal family. Yuck. They can't even post on Instagram when they want to. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Every
that
photograph has to be put through the royal rotor, which is like that's the name for it. It's the media circles that all their photographs go through.
I just can't believe how invested people are in Australia over this. Like, it's not even happening
in our country.
I mean, I spent 45 minutes on the phone to Mum the other night, and she has all kinds of opinions on it.
Well, why does she care? So, why is she so outraged?
I'm excited for them. I think a lot of people have been watching The Crown and they're very reinvested into
the
monarchy.
I've never watched that. I don't know what it's about.
I mean, it makes me
feel
like we need to
this is the thing.
Show our support to Harry.
Well, that's right. And I think every young couple setting off on an adventure like Meg's and Harry are about to do, everyone needs a pump-up song, Sarah.
Yeah,
you and I have several up our sleeves when we need to be really riled up for what's ahead of us.
Yep.
We've made one, Aaron. You weren't aware of this, so what? I've taken the liberty of stepping around to your desk right now, and I've figured out how to press all those buttons that you have before you, and I've keyed up a little ditty.
He only has to press one button.
Well, yes.
Kid yourself. All right, press it.
All right, here we go. Press. Play, you stupid thing. Give it some beats, Sarah.
Just do one line each.
Yeah, okay. You just be my backup singing. I'm stepping down, so you better get your head around it.
I'm stepping down, I'm stepping.
We're saying bye to our titles and the royal coffers.
Heading off to Canada this Saturday night.
Everybody's waiting for us to arrive.
Sending out the call for employment.
So Megs is doing Disney for your enjoyment. Stop
I'm
it,
back.
Aaron!
It's those two girls.
New leader.
Those two girls.
Look, I'm not proud of this moment that happened to me over the month off that you and I recently had, Lise. Now, you were off doing exciting things. You went on two little holidays within the larger holiday with your family.
Yeah, just locally, though, like just local beach towns.
Yeah, sure. I, on the other hand, watched about 73 episodes of various flipping houses shows in America and other abroad places.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those.
And I developed or redeveloped my summer obsession for frozen Cokes from McDonald's, whereby every second day I'd go through the drive-thru, get myself a dollar frozen Coke.
Every day?
About every second day.
Sarah.
On those really hot days we were having, these really hot ones, okay? And then if the kids were all right at home, I would just sit quietly in the car park with the air conditioner on and I'd sip my frozen Coke because I didn't want to have to buy the children Cokes. So
what?
One day...
Oh, my God.
I was
They're only a dollar, you stingy cow.
I was sitting in the shade of a McDonald's car park with the aircon going and I was scrolling through my phone and I stumbled upon a video that inspired such an emotional reaction with me, and it was an animal reunion video. It was about a lady who had hand-raised chimpanzees that were then re-released into the wild. And she went on a raft to visit them on the island.
So hold on, you're sitting in a car park watching this on your phone.
Sipping my frozen Coke watching this. And she was hoping the chimpanzees would recognise her. And she got closer and they did. And I'm talking about six chimps that all ran up to her and were hugging her. Something happened in me and I just started sobbing in the McDonald's car park. I'm talking full tears, snot, the works. So much so that when an Uber driver pulled up beside me to also park in the shade while he was obviously waiting for a delivery to be picked up, he looked across in my driver's side window and then reversed out.
I would too.
To escape. Aaron, that wasn't the first. It started a slippery slope of people reuniting with animals from gorillas to lions that had me in that car park for 45 minutes.
What? What made you click on that in the first place? Did you search
it? It was just one of those things. You know when you're on Instagram and then it comes up on your feed, right? And it's like, oh, what's this chimp video? Next minute I'm on YouTube looking up more. It was a way for me to release, obviously, so many pent-up emotions I had in my body. I do not recommend it if you then have to go home and front your kids with red puffy eyes.
I've just been researching while you've been babbling on. Do you know how many calories in a... in a frozen Coke. It's quite surprising.
Tell me.
67 calories.
Well, that's
very
nothing.
Low. Yeah, but wait for it. That's the good news. When you talk about releasing emotion, I think what you're actually saying is your body's trying to rid itself of the astronomical levels of sugar. Do you want to know?
What?
Do you want to know how many grams of sugar in a frozen Coke?
Well,
120
sure.
grams of sugar, which is equivalent to, wait for it, 30 teaspoons of sugar. Sarah!
Wow.
I just think my tears 30. Tasted more sweet than salty that day. I would have burned that off with
it's a chemical imbalance
crying.
Now. That's why you were crying.
Do you think so?
30.
Do you think I'd hit a sugar high 100%. And then plummeted?
We have to go.
Farewell.
I actually feel like a frozen Coke now.
No.
Tickety boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.